Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Every month I try to sell something on Facebook Buy and Sell, and every time I do, I tell myself, that's the last time. I hate dealing with people on Facebook Buy and Sell. Got a lot of junk, want to get rid of it, make a quick $20 and help someone else out, right?
True.
But it never works out that way, because you post something for $30 on Facebook Buy and Sell, will you take a $6 Arby's gift card? No, I won't. No. Come on, it's already half price and you're going to offer me that. Like, I can't take the lowballing, and I can't take the people who think the seller should jump through hoops for them.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. The people on Facebook Buy and Sell, they're getting too cocky. I'm selling a receiver right now on Facebook Buy and Sell, an old receiver, like not a wide receiver for football. I'm not selling a person. That's weird.
Okay.
I'm selling, you put your speakers into it and stuff like that. You connect it to your TV. Yeah. One person asked me if installation is included in the price.
Okay.
So this person has their speakers all set up in their house, but they don't have the receiver, and they're like, so like, are you going to come over and install it for me? No!
Do people realize, like, Facebook Buy and Sell right now is basically our version of a garage sale.
Yeah.
Right? Because we can't really have garage sales. It's winter, but even in the summer, they were not allowed. If you go to someone's garage sale and you buy something, do you say, hey, can you follow me home and, like, put this together for me?
Nope. It's on you, right?
Absolutely.
But people on Facebook Buy and Sell expect the seller to do all that. Hey, can you drive it to my house, install it for me, and then after you do all that, I'll offer you $40 less than you expected? Like,
yeah.
It's such a greasy situation, but at the same time, it keeps dragging me back. I always find something and I'm like, oh, I could sell this for $50, but like, we're doing the person who's buying it a solid. We're giving you something you need at a discounted price. We don't want to do a bunch of other stuff for you. Like, we're not friends.
But you know what? That's probably worked, because the reason they're asking it, I bet you it's worked for them in the past, where someone's been like, yeah, sure, I'll put it together for you, or I'll install it for you. So now they just come out with that. Why not? All you can say is no.
I don't have time for that. Well, I do, but I'm still not going to do it.
And now it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who sings when they talk. Not all the time, but a good 60% of the time, they're doing that weird singing about everything they see and everything they do thing.
Now, we're not talking about the friend that likes to sing their favorite songs. This friend makes up their own song on the spot about the stuff they're doing right at that moment. It's almost as if they're narrating their own life with an annoying song.
Here's an example for you. You ask this friend to help you move. 20 minutes into it, they're like, moving boxes for my buddy Jason. Moving boxes. This one goes in the kitchen. Moving boxes. This one's kind of heavy. Moving boxes. It's filled with encyclopedias.
Seriously, they can take any situation and make a song out of it. Phone's almost dead. Gotta charge my phone. Phone's almost dead. I'm at 3%.
The thing that sucks about this friend is that they suck at singing. It's never the friend with the gifted singing voice. No, it's always the friend who sounds like Marge Simpson.
And sometimes they'll do the sing while they talk thing in the middle of a conversation and not even realize it. Hey, is that your new car, Jim? Ooh, I love the color. I love the color. Green is the color. Football is the game. Jim's got a new car, and it is not lame.
If you're around this friend a lot, their made-up songs start getting stuck in your head. You can be driving to work, and all of a sudden, moving boxes. This one's kind of heavy. Moving boxes. Damn it, Jeff!
And every once in a while, this friend comes up with a song that's actually not bad. You even start singing along with them.
Painting the walls.
Make sure you have the green tape.
Painting the walls.
Old bed sheets on the ground for spills.
Painting the walls.
A nice shade of grayish white.
Painting the walls.
I might need a coat of three.
The karaoke talker. We all have that one friend. Stacy's been bragging about her car a lot. The thing about Stacy's new car, she is now one of those people with the super bright headlights.
They're LED headlights, and it is obsessive. scene.
You got two police spotlights basically on the front of your car.
The first time I drove it in the dark, which was going to work on the Monday after the Christmas break, in the driveway, and I was like, okay, how do I do this? Making sure everything was ready to go. I was like, oh yeah, I better turn the lights on. I turned them on and I illuminated the entire front of our house. And I was like, Sean's gonna wake up from this. I thought I had the brights on.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just they're so bright.
It's so bright you can see through the walls of your house. Oh, hey Sean. How's it going? Yeah. People are gonna be flashing their brights at you all the time now. Like when you're on the highway. People are gonna be flashing the brights going, hey, turn your brights off, turn your brights off.
Well, and I feel bad because I have come across those vehicles before too, where I'm like, okay, are those completely necessary?
You hated them before. I remember having this conversation last year and you were like, those people with the super bright headlights, you're one of those people.
I'm now one of the people that everybody hates and I apologize.
Your new favorite song, by the way, is probably by The Wallflowers, One Headlight. It's easy to drive home with one headlight when one headlight is like 10 headlights in one.
Happy Ukrainian Christmas to those of you who are celebrating today.
Eat all the food.
Eat it all.
Just kidding. Bring some leftovers into work so the rest of your coworkers who don't celebrate Ukrainian Christmas can enjoy those delicious pierogies and cabbage rolls.
There you go.
Not me. I think cabbage rolls are the devil, but...
You're nuts.
There's no gray area, hey? You either love cabbage rolls or you despise them. No one has ever been like, cabbage rolls? Yeah, they're okay.
My one friend, she will eat only the inside of a cabbage roll, which, in all honesty, defeats the whole purpose.
That's a smart friend right there. You might as well just have some rice. What a day in the States yesterday. Like,
as I saw so many memes that were like, okay, so we're 6 days into 2021 and it's already in the toilet.
The scenes out of Washington, D.C. yesterday were surreal.
Absolutely.
It didn't even seem real. It was like, I remember there was one photo comparing Trump's first day in office compared to yesterday. So they showed Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
And it was like the big ceremony. Trump's getting sworn in. And then it showed yesterday.
The people scaling the wall?
They're going up the wall like it's Vic's vertical walls from back in the day. And there's like tear gas everywhere, flames everywhere. It was a serious situation. I mean, four people died.
Unbelievable. One woman had been shot by a police officer and she later died. The other people that passed away had suffered medical emergencies. So it doesn't really go into detail as to what that was. Regardless, definitely not what you want to see.
But just the people like in the actual rooms.
Well, there was one guy I had seen. He managed to get into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
That's it. Like, they were in offices and wrecking stuff.
Her mail, made it out unscathed, completely fine, and is bragging about the fact that he had taken off with her mail. So, a nuts situation. And it was all during when the House representatives, they were all trying to count the electoral ballots to officially declare Joe Biden as president. That got interrupted. They weren't able to do that until hours later, early this morning. And the people who had to, you know, hide in their offices for hours while this was all happening, it must have been absolutely terrifying.
There were a ton of journalists in there too, covering the story, and they were taking photos and videos inside there. That would be petrifying. You're just trying to do your job, right? And all of a sudden, a bunch of people trying to break into Capitol Hill and do whatever they want to do, right? And it just seemed not real. It seemed like something that was out of a movie. Well, but it was real.
And a lot of questions, too, people are asking are, how did these people get in? How did they make it past security? It's the Capitol building. Like, it should be very secure. And so, apparently, there's going to be an investigation into the police who were there at the time. So, yeah, there's a lot to uncover from this, or unpack, I should say.
Maybe they just asked nicely. Hey, can we get in there?
Take a couple selfies, steal a bunch of mail.
I didn't hear a please. Okay, could we please go in there? Yes, go ahead. Like, America's almost the hold my beer meme come to life. Mm-hmm. Like, especially here for us Canadians, because a few days ago, we get our own political scandal, right? So all of our politicians go into warm places on vacation.
Right.
4 days later, the United States. You think that's a political scandal? Hold my beer.
There are 4 recycling depots here in Saskatoon. So if you have something that you just don't want to put in your own blue bin, they have bigger depots where you can go and get rid of a bunch of stuff. If you have a large stack of cardboard boxes, if you have other products that are able to be recycled, that's where you can take them. And right now, if you've driven past one of those, maybe in the last week or so, it's a little shocking. It's kind of gross, actually.
A little. It's very shocking.
It is. It's horrible. And people have basically just pulled into these little fenced off areas and dumped their recycling. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it's become. The bins are completely overflowing and all the boxes and bags of stuff are just laying around.
See, if you don't want to fold your boxes, but you're still putting them in the blue bins there, that's okay. I mean, it's kind of greasy. You should fold your boxes. Take the 5 minutes to do it. It makes it a lot easier on everyone else. It's the people that just leave all of their junk, like their entire load in the back of the truck or the van or the SUV or whatever, and they just leave it on the ground.
Yeah.
Because here in Saskatchewan, it gets windy. And empty boxes in the wind.
Exactly.
They can go for a while. Like the one at Lakeview by Lakewood Civic Center there, it's right by that little skate park. And so many times when I'm driving by it, because I live in that area, all the skateboarders, at least in the summer anyway, they have to deal with all the paper and the cardboard and stuff like that. It just ruins the whole thing. There's a BMX track over there as well.
And the city, the guy from the city, Brendan Lemke, he's basically said, you can't leave the stuff there because, like you said, it blows around, it makes it worse. But listen to this. Not only does it really, it looks bad and it's a greasy move because you're not breaking your stuff down. The trucks that come to pick it up, by the way, they have 4 times as many trucks out right now because it's that bad. But instead of a quick 20-minute pickup when they're dumping the bin into the truck, no, they have to hang around and, you know, for a couple hours cleaning up the boxes. And that adds more issues and expenses for taxpayers.
Oh, because they're working more hours and we pay their hours. Oh, so and taxes could go up because of this.
That's the thing. A lot of times people will be like, well, that doesn't directly affect me. I don't care. Actually, it does.
It very much does.
Crush your boxes, people.
I mean, sure, taxes aren't going to go up 3% because people aren't crushing their boxes before they recycle them. But still, I really want to use our favorite sound clip of all time for this situation. Stop breaking the law! But it's not against the law. So I think we should just use stop being greasy.
Yeah. Sometimes there's nothing that quenches your thirst better than a tall glass of milk. I feel like maybe I'm not the only one who thinks that way. Milk can be very thirst quenching.
I used to destroy milk when I was a kid.
Definitely.
Like, we'd go through one of those 4-liter jugs every 2 days in the Croker household.
Well, there's 3 of you as well. That's a lot.
That's still pretty impressive. Like, that's a lot of milk. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of calcium right there. But now I have a glass of milk maybe once a week. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, the only time I'm eating milk. Yeah, I freeze it and slice it up. It's great. I wait for it to get old and chunky and then I eat it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than cereal, I don't have a glass of milk anymore.
I know. It's weird. It's like I still love it though. It's just
it's great.
I don't have it that often.
Yeah.
The other thing that really quenches my thirst, I don't know about you, a fountain drink with ice from McDonald's.
It's got to be from McDonald's. Though.
There's something about, and when they have those dollar drink things where you can get like an extra large Diet Coke. Oh my God.
Barely fits in the cup holder in your car too.
Yeah, you need 2 hands to hold it. There is though, because a lot of people have said, you know, like McDonald's, man, they just have the best fountain pop. And fountain is the one where you like click it against the little dealy, whatever. You know what fountain drinks are. But here's the thing. There is actually a reason why McDonald's pop tastes so, so good.
Go on.
It is one thing, first of all, the syrup, the Coke syrup, they chill that ahead of time in aluminum cylinders, in these big tanks, basically. Some other places will use it from a bag.
Yeah.
Theirs comes out of a cylinder. That's the one thing. They also chill, like I said, that syrup and the water ahead of time before you take it from the fountain. So other places will just have the water tapped in from somewhere, but no, McDonald's chills theirs. They also say that their straws, which I believe they are getting rid of at some point because straws are single-use plastics, a little bit wider than the average straw, allowing the pop to flow over more taste buds. This is a legit reason.
It's like the Yogi Bear of straws. little smarter than your average bear, little wider than your average straw.
Sure.
I don't care about the Coke at McDonald's. All I want to know is what happened to the orange drink at McDonald's.
Oh, the orange Tang?
What happened to it?
I know it's not Tang. I'm pretty sure, and someone could correct me on this, I feel like if you phone there, you can still buy or rent, I guess, pay for one of those big, like, Gatorade-style...
The yellow ones!
...jugs, yeah, with orange drink in it. They just don't... I don't think they serve it on the menu.
Do you remember in elementary school when you would... come back after recess and you'd see that giant yellow jug?
Oh, and you knew something fun was going down.
You were like, oh boy, this is the day, guys. This is the day we've been training for. But orange drink at McDonald's. Everyone always talks about the Coca-Cola and how it's so good. What about the orange drink? I tried to recreate it with that powdered Tang stuff. Never worked out.
Tang is very specific.
Yeah.
So is the McDonald's drink. Let's get to the bottom of this. We'll do some investigating.
Oh, I thought you were doing it right now.
I am, but I can't find an answer instantly, unfortunately.
I am on the edge of my seat. Host that lives in the Besbro. No one really knows. Stacey got a new car. If you listen to Cruise Mornings, you already know that. Brand new, fancy car,
not
all
brand
the bells
new.
And whistles. Brand new to you.
Oh, yeah, it's 2017.
Like
though.
The news about the McDonald's orange drink, it's new to us.
There you go.
Stacey's been bragging about her car a lot, just like her home renovations, just likes bragging about it a lot. The thing about Stacey's new car, she is now one of those people with the super bright headlights.
They're LED headlights, and it is obscene.
You got two police spotlights basically on the front of your car.
The first time I drove it in the dark, which was going to work on the Monday after the Christmas break, in the driveway, and I was like, okay, how do I do this? Making sure everything was ready to go. I was like, oh yeah, I better turn the lights on. I turned them on and I illuminated the entire front of our house. And I was like, Sean's gonna wake up from this. I thought I had the brights on.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just they're so bright.
It's so bright you can see through the walls of your house. Oh, hey Sean, how's it going? Yeah. Like, isn't that so funny, though? Like, people are going to be flashing their brights at you all the time now. Like, when you're on the highway, people are going to be flashing the brights going, hey, turn your brights off.
Well, and I feel bad because I have come across those vehicles before, too, where I'm like, okay, are those completely necessary?
You hated them before. I remember having this conversation last year, and you were like, those people with the super bright headlights, you're one of those people.
I'm now one of the people that everybody hates, and I apologize.
Your new favorite song, by the way, is probably by The Wallflowers, One Headlight. It's easy to drive home with one headlight when one headlight is like 10 headlights in one, so.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.